Chapters 18 to 24 of Joshua from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Anton Epp. The Book of Joshua from the World English Bible, Chapters 18 to 24. Chapter 18. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there. The land was subdued before them. Seven tribes remained among the children of Israel, which had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go in to possess the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves three men from each tribe. I will send them, and they shall arise, walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance, and they shall come to me. They shall divide it into seven portions. Judah shall live in his borders on the south, and the house of Joseph shall live in their borders on the north. You shall survey the land into seven parts, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh your God. For the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave them." The men arose and went. Joshua commanded those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go, walk through the land, survey it, and come again to me. I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh in Shiloh." The men went and passed through the land, and surveyed it by cities into seven portions in a book. They came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh. There Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. The lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. The border of their lot went out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan. The border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth Avon. The border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, the same is Bethel, southward. The border went down to Ataroth Adar, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth Horon the lower. The border extended and turned around on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth Horon southward, and ended at Kiriath Baal, the same is Kiriath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the farthest part of Kiriath Jearim. The border went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border went down to the farthest part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward. It went down to the valley of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En-Rogel. It extended northward, went out at En-Shemesh, and went out to Geliloth, which is over against the ascent of Adummim. It went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. It passed along to the side over against the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. The border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. The Jordan was its border on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the borders around it, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Keziz, Beth Araba, Zemarim, Bethel, Avim, Pera, Ophrah, Chifar Amani, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Chapira, Moza, Rechem, Irpil, Terela, Zela, Elf, the Jebusite, the same as Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kiriath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. Chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had for their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Macroboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebeoth, and Sheruan, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages that were around these cities to Baalath-beer, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. Out of the part of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. The third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was to Sered. Their border went up westward, even to Maralah, and reached to Dabbesheth. It reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. It turned from Sered eastward toward the sunrise to the border of Chisloth Tabor. It went out to Dabbereth and went up to Japhia. From there it passed along eastward to Gath Hepher, to Ethkazin, and it went out at Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border turned around it on the north to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Iphthah El. Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Adalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, even for the children of Issachar according to their families. Their border was to Jezreel, Chesaloth, Shenem, Hapharim, Shion, Anahereth, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Beth-Pazez. The border reached to Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth-Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. Their border was Helkath, Hali, Betan, Akshaf, Alamelech, Amad, Mishal. It reached to Carmel westward and to Shehor-Libnath. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth-Dagon and reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Iphtha-El, northward to Beth-Emek and Neel. It went out to Kabul on the left hand and Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, even to the great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah, to the fortified city of Tyre, and the border turned to Hosah. It ended at the sea by the region of Achzib, Uma also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the oak in Zenanim, Adaminekeb and Jabneel, to Lachem. It ended at the Jordan. The border turned westward to Asnath Tabor, and went out from there to Hukok. It reached to Zebulun on the south, and reached to Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the sunrise. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Shinnereth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, En-Hazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Aneth, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtol, Irshemesh, Shalabin, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timna, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baleth, Jehud, Beneberak, Gath-Rimmon, Me-Jarkon, and Rakon, with the border over against Joppa. The border of the children of Dan went out beyond them, for the children of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and lived therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. So they made an end of distributing the land for inheritance by its borders. The children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun in their midst, according to the commandment of Yahweh. They gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-serah in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built the city and lived there. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the land. Chapter 20. Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Assign the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. They shall be to you for a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of those cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them, and give him a place, that he may live among them. If the avenger of blood pursue after him, they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him before. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return and come to his own city and to his own house, to the city he fled from. They set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan, at Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness in the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the children of Israel, for the alien who lives among them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands before the congregation. Chapter 21. Then the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for our livestock. The children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance, according to the commandment of Yahweh, these cities with their suburbs. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. The children of Aaron the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot out of the tribe of Judah, out of the tribe of the Simeonites, and out of the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh. The children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun. The children of Israel gave these cities with their suburbs by lot to the Levites, as Yahweh commanded by Moses. They gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which were mentioned by name. And they were for the children of Aaron, of the family of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, for theirs was the first lot. They gave them Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak, the same as Hebron, in the hill country of Judah with its suburbs around it. But they gave the fields of the city and its villages to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. To the children of Aaron the priest they gave Hebron with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Libna with its suburbs, Jadr with its suburbs, Eshtemoa with its suburbs, Holon with its suburbs, Debir with its suburbs, Ain with its suburbs, Juddah with its suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with its suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its suburbs, Geba with its suburbs, Anathoth with its suburbs, and Almon with its suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their suburbs. The families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, even the rest of the children of Kohath, had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem, with its suburbs in the hill country of Ephraim, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Gezer with its suburbs, Kibzaim with its suburbs, and Beth Horon with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Dan, El Teki with its suburbs, Gibbethon with its suburbs, Ajalon with its suburbs, Gath Rimmon with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its suburbs, and Gath Rimmon with its suburbs, 2 cities. All the cities of the families of the rest of the children of Kohath were 10 with their suburbs. They gave to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Be-Eshtra with its suburbs, 2 cities. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with its suburbs, Dabereth with its suburbs, Jarmuth with its suburbs, and Ganim with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its suburbs, Abdon with its suburbs, Helkath with its suburbs, and Rahob with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamath-dor with its suburbs, and Kartan with its suburbs, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. To the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its suburbs, Karta with its suburbs, Dimna with its suburbs, and Nahalal with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its suburbs, Jahaz with its suburbs, Kedemoth with its suburbs, and Mephath with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Mahanaim with its suburbs, Heshbon with its suburbs, Jazer with its suburbs, 4 cities in all. All these were the cities of the children of Merari, according to their families, even the rest of the families of the Levites. Their lot was 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites, in the midst of the possession of the children of Israel, were 48 cities with their suburbs. Each of these cities included their suburbs around them. It was this way with all these cities. So Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers. They possessed it and lived in it. Yahweh gave them rest all around, according to all that he swore to their fathers. Not a man of all their enemies stood before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Nothing failed of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, You have kept all that Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have performed the duty of the commandment of Yahweh your God. Now Yahweh your God has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. Therefore now return and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half-tribe of Manasseh Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but to the other half gave Joshua among their brothers beyond the Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them, and spoke to them, saying, Return with much wealth to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with brass, with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they owned, according to the commandment of Yahweh by Moses. When they had come to the region about the Jordan, that is the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to look at. The children of Israel heard this. Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar in the forefront of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan, on the side that pertains to the children of Israel. When the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. The children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes, one prince of a father's house for each of the tribes of Israel. And they were every one of them head of their father's houses among the thousands of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead. And they spoke with them, saying, Thus says the whole congregation of Yahweh, What trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following Yahweh, in that you have built yourselves an altar, to rebel this day against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day, although there came a plague on the congregation of Yahweh, that you must turn away this day from following Yahweh? It will be, since you rebel today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. However, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, in which Yahweh's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us. But don't rebel against Yahweh, nor rebel against us, in building an altar, other than the altar of Yahweh our God. Didn't Achan the son of Zerah commit a trespass in the devoted thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? That man didn't perish alone in his iniquity. Then the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered, and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel. The Mighty One, God, Yahweh the Mighty One, God, Yahweh, He knows, and Israel shall know. If it was in rebellion, or if in trespass against Yahweh, don't save us this day, that we have built an altar to turn away from following Yahweh, or if to offer burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings, let Yahweh himself require it. If we have not out of concern done this, and for a reason, saying, In time to come your children might speak to our children, saying, What have you to do with Yahweh, the God of Israel? For Yahweh has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no portion in Yahweh. So your children might make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore we said, Let's now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it will be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we may perform the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not tell our children in time to come, You have no portion in Yahweh. Therefore we said, It shall be, when they tell us or our generations this in time to come, that we shall say, Behold, the pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against Yahweh, and turn away this day from following Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offering, for meal offering, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of Yahweh our God, that is before his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, Today we know that Yahweh is in the midst of us, because you have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest and the princes returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan to the children of Israel and brought them word again. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God and spoke no more of going up against them to war to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and the children of Gad lived. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad named the altar, a witness between us that Yahweh is God. Chapter 23. It happened after many days, when Yahweh had given rest to Israel from their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old and well advanced in years. You have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to all these nations because of you, for it is Yahweh your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even to the great sea toward the going down of the sun. Yahweh your God will thrust them out from before you and drive them from out of your sight. You shall possess their land, as Yahweh your God spoke to you. Therefore be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, that you not come among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves to them, but hold fast to Yahweh your God, as you have done to this day. For Yahweh has driven great and strong nations out from before you, but as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for it is Yahweh your God who fights for you, as he spoke to you. Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves, that you love Yahweh your God. But if you do at all go back, and hold fast to the remnant of these nations, even these who remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go in to them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your God will no longer drive these nations from out of your sight. But they shall be a snare and a trap to you, a scourge in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. Behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your God spoke concerning you. All have happened to you. Not one thing has failed of it. It shall happen that as all the good things have come on you of which Yahweh your God spoke to you, so Yahweh will bring on you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you, when you disobey the covenant of Yahweh your God which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, and bow down yourselves to them. Then the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you. Chapter 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, Your fathers lived of old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess it. Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt, according to that which I did in its midst, and afterward I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. The Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea on them, and covered them, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness many days. I brought you into the land of the Amorites that lived beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. You possessed their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. He sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. You went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with your sword, nor with your bow. I gave you a land whereon you had not labored, and cities which you didn't build, and you live in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves, which you didn't plant. Now therefore fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river, in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. The people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods. For it is Yahweh our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way in which we went, and among all the peoples through the midst of whom we passed. Yahweh drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we also will serve Yahweh, for he is our God. Joshua said to the people, You can't serve Yahweh, for he is a holy God, he is a jealous God. He will not forgive your disobedience nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good. The people said to Joshua, No, but we will serve Yahweh. Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen Yahweh yourselves to serve him. They said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your hearts to Yahweh, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, We will serve Yahweh our God, and we will listen to his voice. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. It happened after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. They buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of the mountain of Gaash. Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the work of Yahweh that he had worked for Israel. They buried the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. They became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Eleazar the son of Aaron died. They buried him in the hill of Phinehas, his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim. End of the book of Joshua.